That was flamenco guitar virtuoso Juan Manuel Cañizares playing the music of Isaac Albéniz, the piano sonata number 5, Menuetto. And he is the soloist in the upcoming program, Visions of Spain, featuring, among other things, the beloved Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo and the work by Maurice Ravel that leaves everyone humming, the thrilling Bolero. Inviting us into this atmosphere is none other than the TSO's music director, a born and bred Spaniard himself, Gustavo Gimeno, and he joins us now. Gustavo, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hello, thank you very much for having me again with you.
The program Visions of Spain is coming up week after next, and I can think of no better Spanish ambassador to Toronto than yourself. What facets of your home country make up this program? What kind of impression might it leave us with?
Well, I must tell you, I was quite amused about the fact that two of the themes which are presented in this concert, one is Bolero. Who doesn't know the theme of the Bolero? I mean, or the couple of themes of the Bolero. Everyone knows this piece. Everyone has heard it in a way or another, whether in a concert hall or elsewhere. But also the second movement of Concierto de Aranjuez, it's also an iconic theme. But that's also a chance for us to discover together pieces of the repertoire which the orchestra didn't know, doesn't know, but also which I think are really great music. So I think it's going to be a surprise. So I really had a lot of fun putting this together and also a little cheeky smile.
Without, you know, giving any spoilers, really, but what are some of the other pieces that you're really excited about presenting?
Well, Dutilleux, it's a composer I got to know already many years ago, and I really love his music. He's a French composer from the 20th century, who was very demanding with himself. He didn't present many pieces because he was so strict, but those which he presented are really great. And the first symphony, his first symphony, which is just 30 minutes piece, is very compact. After having programmed it, I was told by my colleagues at the TSO, the TSO has never played this symphony. But it's really such a great piece. It's one of those compositions where you think, my God, the orchestra is going to love it. I think the audience as well, but it's quite amazing. It never took place before. And I also wanted to bring not only the well-known iconic melodies, as we were talking about Aranjuez by Rodrigo, but also the new voices, the young voice of Spain contemporary music. And last year, we premiered a piece by this composer, Francisco Coll, who comes also, like me, from Valencia. But this, the one we are going to play now, is his very first orchestral piece, which he composed when he was 19, 20. It's a composition I also conducted a few months ago with Los Angeles Philharmonic, and I can't wait to perform in Toronto.
Now, this is a special time of year when the TSO folds in one of its educational branches, that being the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra, in a side-by-side performance. The young musicians of the youth orchestra will be sitting with their TSO counterparts in De Falla's El Amor Brujo. What are you looking forward to in this special performance?
Well, we do know this is always a special moment. It is for the young players of the TSYO. They are looking forward to be on this stage next to the great players of our orchestra. Of course, we feel responsibility, and hopefully we are very inspiring to them. But what I notice every time we do something like this is that they are really inspiring for us to have them there. I mean, already from a first rehearsal, when you see just their appearance, the curiosity which you can see in their eyes and their attitude, I'm so serious, I'm so engaged, but I'm a little nervous. And all of us next to them trying to engage with them, trying to make them feel comfortable. But at the same time, we want to deliver a great performance. So it does create a very particular atmosphere which you don't have for the rest of the year. So that's one of those moments. And indeed, next year we even have a more substantial collaboration because we really enjoy it.
Now, to that famous piece that closes the program, Ravel's Bolero, which he called orchestral tissue without music. When you break it down, as you said, it is just two melodies repeating again and again for 15 minutes. And yet it is so captivating. What is it about this piece?
Well, probably also just the fact of when something it's repeated over and over, it creates an atmosphere. It's like you have with minimal music in a way. There is also a special feature of the piece is that it's going from the softest possible to the loudest possible, and it's also very colorful. So you get into a very particular mood, even though two themes and a same rhythm being repeated, but it does create a world by itself.
I wanted to actually talk about the program that you are doing this coming week, and that is conducting Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And this work in the symphonic repertoire is really the one least in need of introduction, containing the most recognizable opening four notes, I think, in the history of Western music, kind of like the equivalent of Hamlet's To Be or Not to Be. What is it like as a conductor in the 21st century approaching a work that at its origin was so challenging, but now is so familiar?
The most challenging is realizing that it's actually, let's put the audience aside for a while. Let's think of people on a stage. Everyone knows this music so well. Everyone has played it and everyone has studied it. And even many of the members of the orchestra even played parts of it for auditions. The problem that we are so familiar with such a piece. So my biggest challenge and my duty and what I find absolutely crucial is to remove all those layers of, let's say, memory. Try to get to the core of the work. Try to even forget that we know it so well. There is a clandestine plan behind all those notes, and I think it's important to get rid of all those layers of the collective memory and to get to the core of the work and to the substance, to the original idea, and to get as close as possible to the composer and the ideas behind the notes.
What would be one of the first things you would say to the orchestra at the beginning of rehearsing this work?
You know, very good question and very interesting, because I have already been wondering about this exact question, and actually I don't have the answer yet. But I think the first thing which I'm going to say to the orchestra is to realize of what's it about. And I think it's about social and political instability at the time in Vienna, and it's related to the French Revolution, and it's related to ideas, and it's related to oppression and tyranny. Well, we need to bring with sound, we need to create an atmosphere which has to do with all this. And of course, later will come the technical or musical indications, but I think the what's behind the notes is crucial to understand.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on the podium once again next week. Beethoven 5 sounds like it's going to be exciting. And then Visions of Spain. Gustavo Gimeno, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That was TSO music director Gustavo Gimeno. He takes the podium this week. And Gimeno conducts Beethoven 5, and you have many chances to hear that between March 22nd and 26th, and then from March 29th through April 2nd, Visions of Spain, and that features guitar virtuoso Juan Manuel Cañizares, as well as the music of Maurice Ravel, the famous bolero. You can get tickets for both concerts at tso.ca. Let's take a listen to Bolero now, just in case you forgot those tunes. Here's an excerpt.